singer-songwriter Joey Suarez is here to talk about his new dance hit, Dancing By Myself, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Joey.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I am amazing. So excited to be here.
Tell us about your dance pop hit, Dancing By Myself.
Well, it's a very fun Latin-vibing song for all the single people out there who have no one to dance with or have a reason to not be dancing with other people. It's a really fun song. It was a song inspired by my first time being single after 8 years of being in a relationship. And I didn't know what being single felt like or what it meant or what I wanted to be at the time. So I wrote this song to kind of give me a better sense of being when I was at a club alone. And that's what this was, Dancing By Myself. It's that place of confidence. You may not know what you're doing, but at least you're confident, and that in itself can be attractive enough to get someone's attention. So Dancing By Myself is kind of that liberating song for anybody who's recently single, anybody who plans to be single, or anyone who feels alone in the world. This is kind of the song you play to get your day started or to end your night. We achieved our highest placement on the biggest chart for Dancing By Myself. We were number 9 on the commercial pop charts in the UK, which is huge. We were lucky enough to get up to number 5 in the club charts, which got us to where we are today. But it's been a really exciting journey. First time charting, never knew what that felt like. Now I'm addicted. And I look forward to doing this again and again and again all year.
What do you hope to accomplish with your music?
Honestly, I believe lifelong goal for my music is to give my family something to hold on to. We are all foreigners. We're all come from, like, my parents come from different countries. And so we don't have a lot of family history other than moving here. And a big part of being in the music industry for me was to rewrite a lot of our negative family history that brought us here and give us something to be proud of. And so my main goal as a musician and with my music is essentially to make all 13 nieces and nephews and all 11 brothers and sisters feel like they have something else to be proud of other than all the negative things that exist in our world today.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
My whole life. I mean, I am, you know, an LGBTQ person in the community. I am definitely a member. I'm a proud gay man. I'm in a gay relationship with an amazing individual. Gay rights are everything to me. It's my life. I definitely have not been shy about using my influence to influence, you know, basically our community. I don't say I'm very politically involved. I would say I'm more community involved. So anything and everything that I do, I purposefully reach out to my community and let them know that there are openly proud gay people involved in our industry that don't have to come out, that don't have to oppress themselves. Like, civil rights on a level for me, although it can be very political, as with the midterm elections, it's all about influence. And having come from conservative parents, I can tell you that a vote did not change their mind. It was definitely their child and the people they met because of that, and I believe that's the true power, it's influence. So that's what I focus on when it comes to civil rights, is how I influence those around me and who I speak to about these things.
Now that the midterm elections are over, how do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
You know, the definition of Trump is schizophrenically random. Like, I don't even know if we can predict his actions or the administration's actions, because nobody seems to know what's going on. For me personally, I believe that we are united by our adversaries. So the more negatives that come across in our U.S. political debate, the more we will be united, the more we will fight for what we believe in. I'm not really focused on how negative or positive things are going to go. I believe we're always headed in a positive direction and everybody else is just catching up.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with these times?
You're part of a civil rights movement, and being a part of a civil rights movement, sometimes you find yourself on the front lines of what that means. And the front lines of what that means is bullying and criticizing and political unrest. You know, a lot of these things are what drive civil rights. And I think, although for kids it can be very shocking at first, if you look to your community around you, if you feel abandoned by your family or your friends, if you look for the people around you who are similar to you, the other gay community members, the drag queens, the drag kings, the club owners, the people who are around, who have been around for a long time, and you look to them for advice, you'll realize that you're not alone, that everybody in this community has gone through something very similar. And what makes us so powerful and unique is uniting together. So to reach out to your community, to find someone who you can talk to rely on them in the moments that you need them, and I promise you what you're going through is going to stop, it's going to end, and you're going to be in the most beautiful world you could have ever imagined because you sought out the people who ultimately would get you there. And that's the lesson, is to be strong, stay patient, and seek out help where it matters.
How can people get information about your music?
Well, obviously my website is the best place to find me, joeysuarez.com, but I'm very Googleable, or social media. I kind of make myself readily available everywhere, and I don't stop posting. So any search engine you can find, type in my name, and you will find something, I promise.
What other projects are you working on?
So many projects. I have had this whole year been doing nothing but secret projects. And as of January of next year, all those projects will no longer be secret. So I have two major singles coming out next year. They're going to be very, very widespread. One of them will be reaching the U.S., so I'll have my first U.S. Billboard campaign next year. So that'll be very, very exciting. At the same time, I'm going to be doing a European Pride tour. So I'll be performing all over Europe next year, which is super, super exciting. That's all coming from, obviously, the success of Dancing by Myself, which is charting in Europe and will hopefully continue to chart next year. It's all very, very new. It's all very, very exciting. I have been forced to be quiet about it, but next year I plan on being so loud, so loud.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish I got the question more, what inspires you in general? Kind of a more general, broader question. It's always very specific, like you said, for each release that I have. But in general, I think what I hope people would ask me is what inspires me altogether, because I have so many different things I do. And I would always reiterate that it's my family. You know, like, I'm very motivated by being one of 12 kids, having 13 nieces and nephews, like, having two parents who are not from this country. It puts you in a very different point of view, especially with the way our political system is leaning in the U.S. right now. And I feel like I'm more than often generalized as a white gay man when I'm ultimately a very young Latin man with white skin that kind of feels very torn in a gray area between the minorities and the majority, which is simply just defined by my skin. So ultimately what inspires me is my position in life, my perspective. And my perspective is that of a Latin man, one of 12 kids, who's motivated by the fact that my parents moved here with nothing. My mother is from Argentina, and she moved here when she was about 8 years old, moved back to Argentina, and then moved back again when she was 18. And then my father's family is from Cuba. So they're just two people who came from countries that have so much more political unrest than we experience here. And in their minds, this was better than there. And having come here, it's very important as a first-generation American to take into the fact that you don't have a lot, but you've been given every reason to be here, and you have to make the most out of it. And the motivation that comes behind being a first-generation American is simply living up to the idea that this is exactly where your parents wanted you to be. You don't know where you're going to be. You don't know what the opportunity presents out. Your parents have no way of educating you as anything. So it really comes down to you grabbing the feeling of this is where I'm supposed to be and running with it. And that feeling and that lesson that was taught by my parents was they may not have known exactly what I was going to do with my life, but they made sure that I knew that anything I did was going to be better because of the choices they made. And I took so much pride in that that I chose the hardest career I could find. And I said, I can do this. And I can do this because if they can do this, then I have to do this. So my biggest motivation as an artist is literally derived from the fact that my family's first step in American history starts with me, and I'm not going to put them to shame. And that's what motivates me every day when I do music, is to rewrite my family history and basically prove to my parents that this was, in fact, the best choice they could have ever made for our entire family.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
There is a quote, and it's kind of a funny quote because it doesn't come from anybody you would have thought I would have a quote from. So this is a quote from Jessica Alba, because she is an amazing businesswoman and an amazing actress and just an amazing woman altogether, where she goes, "If you look confident, you can pull off anything, even if you don't know what you're doing." And that quote specifically means something to me, because there are a lot of times when you're doing your dreams where you have no idea what you're doing. You never have a clue. But the only thing that keeps you confident is knowing that this is your dream. And if you commit to that, it will come true. And I feel like since I've committed to that side of that quote and that side of that quote and being mentally stable enough to know that this is what I want, it's changed my life. So I love that quote. That quote definitely is something I live by every day.